Okay, Daddy, here we are again. And we forgot to sing one of our favorites, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. So they're going to sing it right now. Okay.
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. La 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 la. Here's the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Casey wants to tell you something else here.
Daddy, this state that we moved into, I have learned out some rather unusual things about it. And one of them is their accent. Now in a sentence with two in it, they pronounce it who. And they got really weird things around here, you know. Like that. And I don't even understand them. And he says, you should go over there, while us two stay here. That's exactly how our neighbors pronounce it. Not anybody in the apartment, but the cooks. But you didn't meet him, I know, because we were friends before you left. I don't think. Now, Mommy's catching on to the accent. I'm catching on to the accent. And everybody in the family's catching on to it.
But we're not speaking.
Well.
We just know how they speak, right?
You speak that way sometimes.
I'm alone.
I've got you. I have. From the south to the west, from the south to east west, that's a lot of different accents between there and in there. Now, Mommy.
Okay, Kelly wants to do one more thing. I don't know what.
Sing down in the valley.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You know what you're going to do now?
No.
Well, you better hurry up because
Daddy, I'm
going to
sing
some of this tape for
I'm
going
to sing a bicycle built for two.
The
for
snappy
you.
Version. Okay.
Kelly, you'll be,
I'll be that girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Billy, give me your answer true. I don't have enough money to buy.
It.
What?
Wait, to start with Casey Starr.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Starr, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Kelly, give me your answer, true. I'm afraid all for the love of you. They won't hurt a marriage. This marriage. Casey, this is my answer to I'll be darned if I'll be fine on a bicycle built for two.
Kelly, you forgot it.
Oh, that was it.
I'll be darned
if I'll be fine on a bicycle built for two.
Oh, you guys got a bad memory.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, you should practice.
That was 2 years ago. Dad's got, Daddy, I would wonder where you put that red book that has all down in the valley, valley so low. And then it's got bicycle built for two. And
probably in a book with a whole bunch of other ones. Listen, folks, I hate to say it, but it's your bedtime. Well, listen, sweetie, we'll sing on the next one. There's just a little tape left, and Mama hasn't said a word yet.
Wait.
Just say goodnight to
Daddy. Daddy, we have to go to bed now. We go to bed at 10 o'clock Saturdays and Sundays.
No, not Sundays. Fridays.
I mean Fridays. Today's Saturday, and we're going to bed now because it's 10 o'clock, and Sean's already in bed. He's tired. And he's reading a book, and Shannon's here rattling around. Shannon, want to say Daddy? Daddy!
Okay, well,
well, Daddy,
night,
she won't, say Daddy. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Daddy. From Casey, to you. From Casey, from Sean, from Kelly, to you with a kiss and a big hug.
I'm going
to
kiss you, Daddy.
Good.
And I hug you.
Over. The kiddies just left for school. Shannon's playing in the kitchen, so I thought I'd finish this so it can get out in the mail. Oh, here she comes. She heard me coming. Grandpa went deer hunting, as I said in the letter, and I guess my Uncle Jobbers had a doe license, and Grandpa did shoot a doe, but he didn't want to use his tag right away, so they were going to come back. And at the end of their hunting day, when they went back to get the doe to tag it, somebody had stolen it, I guess. They didn't get their deer. They got it, but they got no credit. Mr. Fritz got a beautiful deer. Listen, lover girl, if you don't say Daddy, I don't want you to say nothing. Can you say Daddy? Hi, Daddy. Come on. Can you say hi, Daddy? No. What was I going to say? Oh, the neighbor upstairs gets this little Green Bay Packers extra paper on Sunday. It's about the Packers. He gave me one and told me I should mail it to you. You might enjoy it since you enjoy the Packers. So I'll try and get that in the mail, too, today. Now, yesterday I made Kelly a real cute little red velvet dress to wear for Christmas. I have to work on it when she's in bed so that she didn't know she was getting it as a present. I also have... I've written out about half my Christmas cards. Yes, I did. And I've made a wreath for the door, and I'm trying to get our little apartment ready for Christmas. I think I'll go one more time to Sawyer in December and then call it quits for January and February because I heard the roads get too bad with the snow and the ice on the road. So far it isn't too bad because that's what she calls me, Mimi. So far the snow that we've had has come and melted, but the kids are real excited. They can't wait for it to come and stay. Boy, I mean it gets cold here though. Holy cow, I go out and I just freeze. I've got those kids all bundled up. Oh, well, yesterday the neighbor had company in for dinner, Mrs. Fritz, the artist. Yes, they did. She's saying uh-uh to everything. And I had given her a taste of my fried rice, which I know is nowhere near as good as yours, lover, but she thought it was really good and asked me if I'd make it for her company. She had chicken cacciatore, which is a beautiful recipe. I got it from her. I'll make it when we get back. And then she had this fried rice to go with it. Her neighbors probably wondered where she was going when she walked out the door and came back with a big plate of fried rice, but they all said it was real good. I'm really happy that I am in this apartment. It's so much nicer having someone to talk to during the day other than Mimi over here. She's not much on conversation yet. She keeps me busy. She's a helper. She helps Mama unload the dishwasher. She just kissed you again. She's a kisser. She is such a lover. She loves everything. She loves books and kisses them, stuffed animals and kisses them, and pictures of her daddy. She loves, loves, loves those pictures of her daddy, don't you, Shannon? She said, but that means yes, of course. But like I was saying, I'm so happy that I am not in a big house by myself, because I'd have the snow to shovel and the grass to cut. That's only two little things. And here someone comes and takes care of that for us. So far the car is holding up okay. I had to get that new battery, and I had the oil changed and a lube job and, oh, just a checkups, but I haven't really had any bad trouble with it. I would like to know what you find out. Hey, I'm talking to Daddy. I would like to know what you find out about those Mercedes, though. Let me know. This one probably will start going pretty soon, I'm sure. It's been a beautiful car up to now, except for the few little things that's happened. So, Daddy, I'm about out of tape. Well, you be good and you be careful over there. We want our Daddy home safe and sound shortly. And the kids really miss you. I didn't know if they would or not, since you're such a disciplinarian, but they love their Daddy very much, and they all miss you, Daddy. They always say, well, how many more months or weeks or whatever till... Shannon, she's just causing trouble here. Now stop it.